The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, O Christ. Seated. Let us pray. Lord of light, shine upon us. God of love, fill our hearts with your wisdom. Holy Spirit, guide our actions that they may be pleasing to you. Use this time to transform our thoughts and make us stronger in our faith. Amen. During all the TV reporting surrounding the death and funeral of John McCain, we heard a lot about his time as a POW in North Vietnam and about some of his experiences as a guest of the infamous Hanoi Hilton. Have you ever thought about how you would handle it if you were taken captive, say like a prisoner of war? Maybe not so much, but I sure have, because there were occasions when it could have happened to me. I was even trained for such an occurrence, and let me tell you, it was not a pleasant experience. A lot of people think they'd be, you know, the tough guy. They'd be like the action figure looking for the opportunity to sneak up behind one of the bad guys, take his weapon, kind of like Rambo or something. You know, you just got to love the movies. That's what some people would think they'd be like until they've been tied up, blindfolded, and sucker punched in the gut multiple times during hours of interrogation, or water, or kept awake for days without food or water. Well, I was, and that was just training, and it was only for a couple of weeks. Take my word for it, you won't be feeling very much like Rambo after such an experience. I can only imagine how someone endures years of the most brutal treatment imaginable as a POW. Now, during my military career, I had the honor of, and it was an honor, of serving with a Marine colonel named Jerry Marvel, who was in the Hanoi Hilton with John McCain. Over a couple of beers one night, yes, I do drink beer, Colonel Marvel told me the detailed stories about some of the things that were done to him. One story he told me about was when his interrogators wanted to know the name of his squadron commander. Colonel Marvel said that he resisted as long as he could, despite having his leg broken 5 different times and his shoulders dislocated over and over as a result of being suspended from the rafters by his hands, which were tied behind his back. Now, when I dislocated my shoulder back in March, I want to tell you that was the most excruciating pain I've ever experienced. And that was just one time. And I was given immediate medical attention. And I can't even fathom what he and the others had to endure. Anyway, Colonel Marvel said that he finally gave in and told them that the name of his squadron commander was Lieutenant Colonel Jack Daniels. And they bought it. He said that they wanted to know the name of his executive officer, the number 2 in command. Same routine of torture and resistance. Colonel Marvel said he again finally gave in. And he told them that the name of his executive officer was Major Dim Beam. And they bought that too for about a week when they figured out that Colonel Marvel had made a fool of them. He said the beating he took for that was beyond description. But he said it was worth it to to have gotten their goat, even for a few days. Amazing man. As we hear in our gospel text for today, Jesus stood before Pilate, by all accounts a prisoner of war in the battle between darkness and light, between the forces of evil and the reign of God. We can imagine that his hands were bound behind him. What was left of his clothing was probably filthy and bloodstained from the inhuman conditions of his captivity. And this was only the beginning. "Are you the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked during his interrogation of Jesus. See, if Jesus claimed to be the king of the Jews, he could be tried for treason. If he claimed to be the Son of God, he could be tried for blasphemy. And Jesus answered Pilate's question with a question. "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate then went on the defensive. He says, "I'm not a Jew, am I? In other words, how do I know what you people talk about?" He goes on, "Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" You know, I almost feel just a little bit sorry for Pilate. I mean, every week he's vilified when we recite the creed as being responsible for Jesus' death. In actuality, the inclusion of his name is not meant to be vilifying. It's more to affirm the time, place, and historical accuracy of this event. It's like a biblical time stamp. Also, let's keep in mind that just as with Judas, these events had to happen as part of the unfolding drama of Jesus' death and resurrection. Anyway, the truth was that Jesus had done nothing, unless you count making blind people see and deaf people hear and giving strength to withered limbs and hope to the hopeless to be wrong. Obviously, the chief priests did, because it lessened their authority and power. So it wasn't so much what Jesus had done, it was who he was that was the threat to the established order. Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not from this world." A better translation is, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of here." Jesus' kingdom is based on something other than worldly power. It is based on self-surrender, on his offering of himself for the sin of a broken world in order to make it right. He acts in accordance with the Father's direction. His kingdom is not from here or of here. It is from the Father. It is of the Father. So then Pilate says, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king." Translating that is Jesus' way of saying, "Yes, I am." Jesus is clearly claiming kingship, but he does not commit to the label of king in the sense that Pilate would understand. And Jesus goes on to say, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." This statement is meant to establish Jesus as the King of truth, the King of the ages, as we celebrate him today on Christ the King Sunday. And he manifests his royal power not by force of armies, but by the witness he bears to the truth. And the truth he refers to here is the truth of God's saving action of coming into the world. It's no wonder Pilate wanted nothing to do with Jesus. Here was someone the likes of whom he had never encountered before. He was a king, but even the word king is inadequate for the role Jesus was to play. One of the commentators I read attempted to express the magnitude of Jesus' kingship in this less theological and more practical way, quoting now. "My king was born a king. He is a king of the ages. He is the King of heaven. He is the King of glory. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Now that's my King. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. His impartiality merciful. That's my King. He's the wellspring of wisdom, the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the governor of governors. He's the prince of princes. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. That's my King. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Death couldn't handle him and the grave couldn't hold him. That's my King. That's the King who stood before Pilate that day. He withstood everything the barbaric Roman soldiers and authorities could inflict upon him, and he did not sell us out. And I'll tell you that after my POW training experience, Jesus' stock with me went way up. Remember last week I talked about how God can take a bad situation and squeeze something good out of it? Well, God took my experience of pain and fear and turned it into greater faith in Christ, because I now have a very small idea of what he endured for me and never gave in. And that's the King who stands among us and with us this day. Too many people these days have only a lukewarm, maybe even fearful relationship with Jesus Christ. They've never let Christ truly and totally be King of their lives. And there's all manner of reasons why that's possible. In their hearts, some people feel they've made too many mistakes. Christ could never accept them as they really are. Some people feel it's too late because they're too old. What could Christ do with me at this point in my life? Others feel that they're too young or too shy or too limited in their Bible knowledge. But Christ can do amazing things through you and me if we give him the chance. Still others, too many others, have made other things the King in and of their lives, made other things the God of their lives. Some of us have something like a tattoo on our souls that needs to be removed. It's a tattoo that says, I'm not good enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not old enough. I'm not outgoing enough for Christ to use me. That tattoo is wrong. It is a lie. Let's call upon the Holy Spirit to help us break free of the shackles of the devil that the devil tries to put on us. Let's declare this day, this Christ the King Sunday, and every day that Christ is King, not just in our lives, but of our lives. Amen?